This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show last month in March. I'm talking about U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. With me today is the chairman and CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. It's always great to talk with you.
You know, the last time that we were talking, you were talking about sending, helping Ukraine out, sending a drone over there. And then recently, in the last couple of days, you put out a press release. U.S. Nuclear is tapped to bid on 500 or 1,000 high-tech drones. That being said, tell us about your 1,000-piece drone offer and how much do they cost?
Yeah, so that's the first question everybody asks, you know, 1,000 drones, but what does that mean in money? So our least expensive drone with the instrumentation on it and accessories is $25,000 and goes up to $180,000. A lot of people are buying the full package. So that would mean if we do get the order, then we'd be talking somewhere between $25 and $180 million worth of product. So question about where the money is coming from, and I think everybody knows that the EU and NATO and USA and, you know, Poland, other countries are all putting aside tremendous amounts of money to send whatever's needed to Ukraine, and be that food, medicine, or travel systems or whatever. And I think that drones are really needed. It's something people need just to get around. And nowadays, and in Ukraine, with the serious conditions over there, they need the drones more than ever.
I was reading that press release, and then I saw a new company that I haven't heard before, Solar Systems Resources. Are they over there in Europe? Are they there in Poland? What's your relationship with them?
Yeah, so they're a Polish company. They're in Krakow, and we're working together on a couple of different projects. They're very much into satellites and high tech things like that, and also they're preparing for when we do have a moon mission and missions to the asteroids on mining valuable chemicals and metals and bringing them back to Earth, including some that are needed for nuclear fusion. So pretty high-minded company, but they're good people.
Speaking of nuclear, you know, they've got a couple of nuclear plants over there in Ukraine, and you know, as you know, radiation doesn't have any boundaries. And you know, they better. And I know it's hard to even talk about health and safety because you're in a war and you're fighting for your life. But that being said, what sensors or accessories are you guys going to be possibly sending over there to check out the radiation and the health of the people? Because you know that could be a problem. And with all these bombs going off, who knows what's leaking or what ain't leaking?
You're 100% right there. In fact, I'm sure you read that. A group of Soviet soldiers went home sick because they breathed in so much dust from the Chernobyl area where they were digging their trench holes or whatever. So you know, Ukraine is one of the most nuclear countries around, and of course, if Russia comes through with their threats to go nuclear in this war, then people are really going to be hurting. And so we have a radiation, chemical, and biological sensors on our drones so people can, use the drones to check out whether there's radioactivity or dangerous chemicals in the air. We also have biological sensors and even collection systems for virus and bacteria samples if you're looking for specific, you know, botulism or specific diseases that you're worried about. They also have very good cameras. So the and as far as the safe and health and safety, that's a short statement of our sensor packages.
You know, speaking of that and staying on that theme, if you will, when you said it earlier, your drones are going for anywhere from the low end of $22,000 to the high end of $125,000. I was thinking to myself, Everett, you're in the wrong business. You got to get in the drone business. I mean, that being said, where are we at on sales-wise? Are you expecting anything from, you know, catastrophe? Are you looking to penetrate in the Europe market? Where are we at? Where are we at on that process?
Yeah, so we've been selling drones with radiation chemical sensors on them for 3 or 4 years now, but the interest is really, really picking up even before this terrible war. And we're finding that there's a lot of military organizations and health and safety organizations that are interested in the full $180,000 payload, because these are such dangerous things, and how do you measure them? Well, you know, now that we have drones, we can do so many more things, and you can check a large area quickly for chemical, radiation, biological hazards. You can check for roadblocks. You can check for safe evacuation routes. So we've been selling mostly the high-end ones. You know, the $160,000, $180,000 ones are selling better than the $25,000 ones.
Wow.
Isn't that strange?
Let's talk about government use. Sensors and accessories. You know, you just got done with the end of the first quarter. How's that looking? Are you picking up any government contracts? Are you seeing interest in that abroad? Where are we at?
Yeah. So the yes, we're getting tremendous interest both from the U.S. and abroad. You know, in the Middle East, in Asia, around the world, and we have a separate group of sensors. Separate is not the right word, but there's a more aggressive package with a dual night and daylight vision cameras and a dual image cameras also, so you can compare the thermal image to the daylight image. You can compare real-time image with known criminal image. You know, if you're looking at the guy's face, these are very high-tech, high-definition cameras. And they also have package delivery, so they can carry, you know, not very heavy, but they can carry, desperately needed food or medicine. And, you know, it's a hard world. They can also be used for dropping bad items on enemy tanks and stuff like that. So it's these are very useful drones.
Bob, I want to change the subject here a little bit. As you know, our federal government's going to be raising interest rates. Some people say six, seven, eight times here in the next year. Inflation is upon us. Those two metrics being said to you, are you worried about the next two or three, four quarters for U.S. nuclear?
Well, I'm not worried as a company. I think we're doing fantastic, and people are, you know, discovering all of our different products and how important they are in this dangerous world now. But I do think that we and every other company has to be very careful about pricing their products, because, you know, you quote, somebody sends you a request, say on Tuesday, and then you answer it on Wednesday. By Friday, when you actually get the order and start buying building the product, your prices may have gone way up. So you have to be very, very careful in pricing your product so that you don't get into a situation where you have lost leaders instead of profitable business.
Supply chain, a lot of the manufacturing, Ford, a lot of the companies that take chips and everything, it's really hurting their business. You could see it when Ford reported their earnings just a week or two ago. Is that supply chain, is that hurting you guys at all?
Well, it does slow down delivery, yes. The we're finding the you know, simple things just like steel, raw steel material to use in our machine shop. It's and also complicated devices like for looking at warfare chemicals and stuff like that. You know, like you say, these all are showing longer delivery times, and that's annoying to the customer, annoying to us too, of course. But it doesn't stop the business.
I'm going to give you the last word. We got about 30 seconds. As you know, you have a lot of stockholders, people listening to the show. What is it that you want them to take away from today's interview?
I think that what we're saying here is that we're very, very relevant. It used to be that people could say, well, you know, U.S. Nuclear, they're just sort of in a niche business. But with our current product line, with the drones and the and these sensors, I think we're very, very relevant, and our market share is going to be going up, up, up.
My guest today has been the great one, Bob Goldstein. He is the president and chairman and CEO of U.S. Nuclear Corp. Look him up. You can find him on the OTC markets. They are on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, thanks so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you come back in 30 or 40 days and give us an update.
You betcha. I really appreciate it, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.